Hey everyone, Roxy here. I just wanted to hop on here and talk to the firstborns. So if you know that you're a firstborn, or you know someone who's a firstborn, you have to refer them to this podcast. It's very brief. So I've come across, and I'm a firstborn myself, so I'm saying this partly from experience, but partly also from things that I've heard other people say. There's a tendency for firstborns to feel hard done by. And by that I mean that, especially when they have siblings, it's very easy for them to feel like the standards that were applied to them were very different from the standards that were applied to their siblings that came after them. It sometimes leads them to be resentful of their parents, and in extreme cases also resentful of their siblings, especially in African homes. And this stems from usually the hardline, idealistic upbringing that they were exposed to. Many parents, and it's only firstborns that usually will tell you this, many parents were harder with the first child. Many parents were a lot more hands-on with the first child. Many parents were still idealistic about their expectations from the first child. In many African homes and homes around the world, parents will openly tell the first child, justify why they will not give their first child any grace or any ability to slack, or even sometimes to just be a child and make mistakes. They'll justify it by saying, oh, you're my heir. I'm doing all this for you. I need you. You know, I don't expect much from your siblings because, the family is not hinged. The success of the family's future is not hinged on them, and it's hinged on you. To the parents, first of all, the firstborn child did not ask to be born first. The firstborn child has a life. Like your other children, they will grow up and they will decide whether or not they want to follow in your footsteps. By virtue of their position in the family, does not mean that it should rob them of their childhood or their ability to choose their own path. Trying to create them into a clone of you and ensuring that they don't make the same mistakes that you did is only going to end up alienating the child, because you will never see that child as an individual, as a personality of himself or herself. And the pressure to simply replicate yourself in another human being is not only futile, but will lead them to have duplicitous tendencies, which means that there will be one thing in front of you, but the moment your back is turned, there will be something else. Which also means that all of the effort you're putting in to make sure that your legacy is carried forward by this first child, by training them and treating them like they're in a military boot camp every day, not letting them have fun or friends, not letting them laugh too hard, not letting them let their hair down. The moment you die, they will choose their own path if it's not too late for them by then. So it's useless. For the firstborn child, I will say this to you. Your parents are well-intentioned. In many instances, they actually think they are doing the right thing. Some of them believe that any weakness they allow you to show is going to carry on throughout your life, and that it's their duty to nip it in the bud. They are worried that if they allow you to get carried away with natural, normal things that every other child likes to do, you will fail to understand what's important. And to them, the responsibility that they are passing on to you is a very heavy one. They appreciate it. They appreciate that that's probably not what you would naturally choose for yourself. But if they'd allow all their children to choose their own path, then the dream that they had for the family altogether will simply die. It is from that perspective, therefore, that they have picked you, just by virtue of the place of your birth, to lead others. Also, they're hard on you because at the time when you were born, you were the first. And the first means you were the earliest. And the earliest means that they were at the youngest point of their parental life. They were first-time parents in many circumstances. They're having the experience of parenting for the very first time. They are scared and they don't know what to do. Your dad was himself a boy 2 minutes before he had you. He had girls all over the place. He was trying to tidy up his love life. He sometimes was still fighting your mom for authority and general things that couples go through. Your mom was a young girl herself. If you're a girl, she doesn't even know what's supposed to do with a girl. If you're a boy, she loves you to bits, even, but she's scared. She's scared. She's scared that she's going to overpamper you and you're going to become spoiled, so she becomes a little too tough. Your dad is scared that, you know, if your mom is raising you too closely, that you will not be tough enough and the world out there is too tough and he can't release you to the world unprepared. It's all fear and paranoia. It's admirable fear sometimes. Sometimes you cut them a slack and you say, well, they should have trusted that every child will develop and every child will grow and every child will experience what he will experience. And even children that don't have parents end up in this difficult world and they survive. They just find the experience and then they find the skills to survive. Why couldn't my parents trust me to do that? It's not their fault. It's why they are parents. It's why everyone around them kept telling them from the day you were born that you're their responsibility. You were not allowed to cry without succor. You were not allowed to be hungry without food. And you were not allowed to grow up without guidance. And this was the best guidance they could provide. Which is also why, by the time your siblings come, they take all the experience that they have used on you as the experimental baby. They are smarter now. They are not so worried now. You have fallen every fall they were afraid of. Every time you fell, they thought your head would break. Every time you jumped, they thought your bones would snap. They suddenly realized that none of those fears that they had actually happened. So that by the time they have the second or the third child, they already know what to expect. They are not jumping every time the child jumps. They are not losing sleep every time there's a fever. They had done all that with you. Which also means that they are no longer afraid that the child will not be able to adapt to a world that is unkind. They know that children will be fine. Why? Because you, the firstborn, showed them that you're resilient and that you'll find your way. And so, you must forgive them. For those of you who have grown up, therefore, despising your parents, being upset with them, and just thinking that in some way they preferred your younger siblings to you because they never caught you a slack. Sometimes it wasn't like that. The majority of the cases, when these parents grow up, they find the time to explain it to you, where their head was, what they were thinking, and usually it's driven by fear. You must forgive them. You must forgive them. And forgiving doesn't mean to swallow it and just not say your mind. At some point, you'll be old enough. Their power will leave them. Whatever you're afraid of, they won't have that strength anymore. Respectfully, if it helps you to heal and it helps you to get perspective, tell them how it made you feel. Tell them how they could have been different. And oftentimes, you see that they try to make it up with your own children, their grandchildren. But you have to forgive them. And I wish I could mention the person who's story has inspired this podcast, but I can't. But I hope she also hears this. Forgive your dad. It wasn't, from everything you told me, he didn't mean, even you said it wasn't like abuse, right? It was over discipline, it was too strict. And all your siblings are now spoiled because they were not held with the same firm hand. There's a reason for that. You're benefiting from some of it, though. You're not as bored. You're not. Your work ethic is second to none. You're the wealthiest of all your siblings. You've all grown up now. You're training your own children differently. You've taken the lessons from the things you didn't like that your parents did to you, and you're not passing it on. That, I think, is the most important thing. Other than stewing and hating your parents just because they didn't share the punishment that they gave you with others. Well, I hope this helps. That's all I came to say. Sorry, this is so long. Please let me know what you think. To all the firstborns out there, I look forward to seeing your comments and feedback. Follow me, ROQZEE, on Twitter, and let's take the conversation forward there. Peace out.